Hey, it's Pamela from Pine Hill. You're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Rob Saffer in Woodstock, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Joseph Koenig reports for New York State of Politics that the U.S. House of Representatives voted 311 to 114 on December 1st to expel Representative George Santos. The lying Long Island congressperson is only the sixth House member to be removed in U.S. history. Local Republican Mark Molinaro and Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan voted to get rid of Santos, while Representative Elise Stefanik voted to keep him in the House. In October, Santos pleaded not guilty to 23 federal charges, including wire fraud, identity theft, lying to federal election officials, money laundering, and stealing thousands of dollars from his campaign donors. He's also been caught in hundreds of lies, some strange ones about how his mother died and what sports he played in college. Now, there will be a special election in the Long Island and Queens District early next year, in a district that voted for President Joe Biden by 10 percentage points in 2020. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that after a Columbia County Board of Elections manual recount, Democrat Sally Naramore was declared the winner of a seat on the Kinderhook Town Board on November 30th. Naramore beat Republican challenger George J. Graham by 7 votes. Naramore becomes the first Democrat to be elected to the Kinderhook Town Board in 16 years. In this fall's election, Democrats also won countywide elections for judges and the district attorney for the first time in many years. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Youth Clubhouse has found a place, at least temporarily, to move after being forced out of their lower Warren Street space when Columbia County purchased the building they were using. Columbia County Youth Bureau Executive Director Dan Grandinetti said, and I quote, "It's a win-win for all. It's within walking distance from the old location. It's a great program, I think. It has great value and will stay intact. We were given less than a month to come up with an answer, and I can honestly say, with the holidays and the short time that we were given, collectively, the county officials and county board of supervisors did our due diligence so the program of great value can remain intact," end quote. Grandinetti highlighted the help from Hudson Fifth Ward Supervisor Richard Scalera and the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition for helping find the new space. The Youth Clubhouse provides after-school activities for the city's young people. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a mostly cloudy Saturday with a temperature high near 46 degrees and a south wind at 6 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight there will be a slight chance of rain and snow after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 36 degrees and a south wind at 7 miles per hour. On Sunday, there will be rain with a temperature high near 52 degrees and a south wind at 10 to 14 miles an hour. And on Sunday night, there will be showers and the rain could be heavy at times. With a temperature low of around 35 degrees, it will be breezy. And on Monday, there will be a chance of rain and snow before 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 36 degrees. And that is your Weekend Weather Report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia Counties.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Stephanie Jenkins in Catskill, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 10. We'll be right back.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine. Next, we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gace. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.
We'll be right back. Number 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 Hudson Valley cellist Fred Lonberg home there with Peter Brotzman on reeds and also Heather Lee. The song was called Flower Flaps from their 2023 album Naked Nudes.
Number
6 6 6 6 6 6, six.
Was Negative Land from 2023 from their album Speech Free. That was Tape the Pain in Place.
Number
2023 jazz there from Montana Roberts. That was We Said from the Chapter 5 in his Coin Coin series.
Number
4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4.
I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver. Its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper, and of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great purity, with a gem of precious stone in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad. None of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair.
from the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers. That was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Number
3.
Next, we have 2023 music from the album The Intrinsic Nature of Ship from jazz pianist Matthew Ship. This is Jazz Frequency from Matthew Ship. Thank you.
number
two.
Here is a song from 2023 from Matmos from their Return to Archive record. It's they're exploring the Folkways archive. Here is why. Why indeed from Matmos.
Number
one.
Some local page.
That was 2023 new music from Japan's Food Man with Peachy Peachy there.
Music or noise? 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 Music or noise?
Music.